you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello and welcome to Listeners Special on this Sunday, December 23rd, 2018. I'm Atefeh Erfani.
And I'm Mehran Darakhshande.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
And we wish a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all our English-speaking listeners throughout the world who celebrate Christmas. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
And we hope you have a wonderful new year, full of prosperity and full of good health. And, of course, our interview this week is with one of our listeners in Greece. He is Vasilis Spiliopoulos, who lives north of Athens in Greece. And he talks to us about Christmas, actually, and he also talks to us about the state of the Greek economy.
Okay, keep us company until the end of the program. Welcome back. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us.
And many of you have written in, sent us reception reports. I can mention Horst Merlich from Germany, P.S. Sakar from India, Fabio Junior da Silva from Brazil, and Albert Hossein Sajjad from Bangladesh. So thanks very much to Horst Merlich, P.S. Sakar, Fabio Junior da Silva, and Albert Hossein Sajjad. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us.
We will be back after a few seconds. This is Listeners Special.
And once again, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all our listeners throughout the world. Christmas, of course, is the day after tomorrow, 25th of December. The festive season is here now. And we wish all our listeners Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay, here is an email from Fabio Junior da Silva from Brazil. He says, I am Fabio Junior da Silva from the city of São Félix do Xingu in the state of Pará, Brazil. It's a really great joy that you're writing to report my tune. I listen to your informative programs here in my house in Amazon. Thus, I wish to congratulate the broadcaster for the quality of cast and sound when you air music, news items, programs, and more. We live in the communication age. The media has never been so frequent. We live in communication age, yes, social networks put so much influence on the society and people's everyday life in order to shape new behaviors, and as a result, relationships become limited and relevant themselves. So the relationship between men and radio is not only friendship, but it's more about love. Over the years, some broadcasters have left me orphans. Others continue to keep me company and care where there was only voice with no face and color. I would like to receive something that I can add to my collection, which for me is worth more than gold, such as t-shirts, pens, keyrings, cards, folders, calendars, even old ones, magazines. Know a little more of their stories. If possible, receive printed folders containing all the transmissions and programming of the station. Let me feel the joy of living with the radio. A big thank to everyone. It was a happy letter.
That's right. And we're very sad that Fabio Junior da Silva from São Félix do Xingu in Brazil says he was left orphaned by some radio stations, some broadcasters.
Why?
Left him orphaned, presumably because they're no longer broadcasting on shortwave or medium wave radio.
Okay.
And but as you say, Fabio Junior da Silva, we're glad that you like our programs and you keep on listening. We're glad that you find
them informative.
And we will send you many of the things that you asked for.
Items he has requested.
That's right. Magazines, key rings, calendars, and so on. We'll send you, we'll see what we can do, and we'll send you many of those. Thanks very much indeed, and do keep in touch.
Thank you very much, Fabio Junior da Silva from Brazil.
Another one of our listeners who's written in, who sent us an email, is Fabian from Spain. Fabian says, "Dear Arab English Radio, thanks for your precious and timely reply to my tweet, and also thanks for broadcasting interesting programs on shortwave radio." Well, thanks very much to Fabian from Spain. We're glad that you like our broadcast on shortwave radio, and keep on listening. And a very warm welcome and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all our listeners in Europe, particularly in Southern Europe, in Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and so on. Time for a short break. We'll be back.
Welcome back. Konstantin Provotoro from Ukraine says, "Dear friends in IRIB English Radio, I have had a great pleasure in logging into your station, Radio IRIB, and sending you my reception report, trusting that you will be keen to verify it. I enclosed MP3 files of your broadcast. Would you be kind enough to send me your QSL card and verify my reception report? Thank you in advance for your reply. Yours sincerely." Thank you, Konstantin Provotoro from Ukraine. Of course, we will verify your reception report and send you the QSL card.
That's right. Konstantin Provotoro, expect a QSL card from us through the post. Thanks very much indeed for your reception report. Another one of our listeners who's written in, who's emailed us is Sudhir Pandey from India. Sudhir says, "Dear RIB, I'm pleased to report reception of your station, Radio Tehran Arab English Service, in shortwave radio. And if you find that the details I'm sending you is correct, I would appreciate your confirmation and verification QSL card or letter to confirm my monitoring. I have tried to listen to your radio online, but it was not available when I had clicked over online listening." And Sudhir Pandey from India says, "I've also downloaded your Sunday program listener special in MP3 format and heard my friend Pradeep Kundu's interview, and I have felt awesome." Well, this is very interesting. Actually, Sudhir Pandey, I'm not sure, but Pradeep Kundu he's one of our listeners, and he lives right on the border between India and Bangladesh. He lives in northeastern India, very close to the border with Bangladesh. I don't know if you're from that part of India, Sudhir Pandey, but it's very interesting that you seem to know this. You seem to know our listener Pradeep Kundu, who lives in Tripura state in northeastern India. I wonder if you're from the same state as he is, Tripura state in northeastern India. Well, Sudhir Pandey says, I heard my friend Pradeep Kundu's interview. You broadcast his interview and I felt awesome. Best wishes to you and to your radio station. I've heard news and I feel bad about US sanctions on Iran and found them kind of inhuman because the world political order is changing rapidly. And Pradeep Kundu and Sudhir Pandey says, if Iran suffers, it means that the whole world would suffer. And I pray for peace, restoration of peace all over the world. Thanks very much for that email from Sudhir Pandey in India. And we agree with you that we do, all of us, let us pray for peace to be restored throughout the world. Excellent thought. Thanks very much to Sudhir Pandey.
After a short break, we will be back. This is Listeners Special, and here is an email from Bangladesh from M. Abdurrazak. He says, hello and good morning from Bangladesh. I and my Listeners Club members are avid and regular listeners of your broadcast. We have found most of your programs quite worth listening to. However, the best of your radio is the webpage, that is www.parstoday.com/en. It would be great to receive few items from your radio station if possible. Best regards from our listeners club. Many thanks, M. Abdurrazak from Bangladesh. We are happy that you listen carefully to our programs. Okay, of course, you will receive, you know, the items you have requested from IRIB English Radio.
Thanks very much. And another one of our listeners who's written in is Horst Merlich from Germany. Horst Merlich says, dear RIB English Radio, first of all, you have to forgive my poor English language. My English is not that good. Secondly, I have a request. I would like to have your QSL confirmation card or other confirmation for this reception report. And Horst Merlich from Germany has indeed sent us a reception report. He says, thank you so much for your interesting programs and for confirming my reception report in advance. Well, Horst Merlich, we thank you for taking all the trouble of sending us a reception report. And this is very useful to our technical department, and we will send you a QSL card. Thanks very much indeed. Time for a short break, and we'll be back with our regular interview with one of our listeners.
Okay, our today's interview is with...
Well, today's interview is with Vasilis Spiliopoulos.
Okay.
He's one of our regular listeners in Greece. He lives just north of Athens in Greece. And he talks to us about Christmas. And he also talks to us about the subject of the Greek economy. Of course, Greece has been going through a very difficult period, difficult few years with unemployment. Very much for young people, particularly in Greece, unemployment has shot up. It has risen to unprecedented levels. And Vasilis Spiliopoulos talks to us about the Greek economy and whether it has improved in the past year or so.
Okay, that's great. Okay, and again, we wish a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all our listeners throughout the world who celebrate Christmas.
Vasilis Spiliopoulos, one of our listeners in Greece, north of Athens, thanks very much indeed for taking part in this interview.
Well, you're very welcome. It is my pleasure to talk to this radio station.
Vasilis Spiliopoulos, Greece, of course, has been through an economic crisis with borrowing lots of money from the European Union, and it borrowed money from the EU in order to support its economy. What is the economic situation in Greece? Me and you, of course, talked about a year ago, and you were saying at that time that the economy was really suffering. Has it improved? Has this situation with the Greek economy improved in recent months?
Well, in the recent time, in this month that passed since last year, the economy hasn't much improved. We are indeed a Western state with a free economy. The banks were on the brink of bankruptcy in the few years, but the government tried to, send them funds in order to cover losses. These losses were, of course, caused by the uncontrollable lending of money to people who have very low credibility, like they can't repay the loans. In the recent times, if you want my completely personal opinion about that, whether this has recovered or not, I would say that it has not. Actually, I think in the long run, let's say 5 to 6 years from now, the situation will definitely improve. I think so. It has improved slightly, but taxes are still very high for corporations, so and a lot of improvement has to be made.
Vasilis, it's Christmas now, and we're almost very near Christmas. So what is your message for our listeners around the world?
Well, first of all, I will have to wish happy holidays to everybody. I hope that everybody will be united with their family in their homes, like it happens every year, and we all hope that.
And we also wish all the people of Greece Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thanks very much indeed for giving us your time and taking part in this interview.
Thank you as well.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend a few minutes writing an email to us. We love to hear from our listeners who have any questions or comments about our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. And you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. And our telephone number is 00982122013720. Our profile in Facebook is www.facebook.com/parstodayen. Many thanks for being with us.